I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. If you are married, this program is very important, especially if you're going through a challenging time because of unfaithfulness of a partner. Listen to what I'm talking about. Some time ago, a husband asked me this question. How can I get the images of my wife with another man out of my head? Note that the husband never saw his wife with another man. However, it is not uncommon for spouses to imagine, ask questions, and create their own images of their partner's unfaithfulness. There are some partners who have actually seen their spouses in bed with another or viewed graphic photos or texts in a cell phone. It is serious what the cell phone can do to a marriage. Decades ago, long before cell phone or email, many partners did not get caught. Since the invention of cell phone, much of what is being done in the dark is coming to light. It is very painful emotionally when a spouse finds out his or her partner has been sexually unfaithful. What is even more painful is when the unfaithfulness has ended a long time ago and the erring spouse informs the other spouse about it months or years later. The thoughts about deception and lies jump into the head of the one who did not have the affair. Anger often takes over the trust and is blown out of the window. There are countless questions piling up in the head of the fateful one. Who is the person? When did it happen? How many times? Where did it happen? Am I not good enough for you? What color of the clothes did you had on? Questions would go on and on. Then the fateful spouse starts producing his or her own movie scripts or a photo album in one's head about the partner's sexual escapades. These photos soon become so vivid and clear, they leave the person shaking, doubtful, and full of anger. But these photos are only the imagination. Truthfully, some spouses have actually seen such photos. Although they might be in many just an imagination, they are not actually real. Even when they actually see real photos or real emails, the fateful partner can multiply other thoughts and pictures in their own head. The longer one dwells on these imaginary photos or real photos, the more vivid they become and the more they are factual. So, dear husband, what can you do about those pictures in your head? One author writes, getting the image out of your head can be extremely difficult. As one cheated on husband says, now that my wife cheated on me, the image of her with another man haunts me constantly. End of quote. Even if your wife is working as hard as possible to restore the trust in your marriage, the awful image of her cheating is not something that is easily forgotten. End of quote. Here are a few points to remember. I decided to share in full what I read without editing because I think it is so helpful. These are by psychologist Andrew G. Marshall in the article Forgetting Details of Affairs. Does it matter? Here's point number one. You may never literally forget your wife's, in this case your husband, anyone, your wife's affairs. This is the truth. An affair is such a destructive, enormous circumstances that there is a very low chance you will ever be forgetting that it happened. You cannot change what has already happened, and that memory is there to stay. Just remember This isn't about pretending that their fear did not happen or that your reactions at the time are gone as well. That's not a healthy, constructive way of moving forward. Lying to yourself is a terrible way of trying to restore trust. However, you're not trying to forget the affair. What you need to focus on is being able to love your spouse once more without having these feelings of anger and resentment intrude on your relationship. These feelings need to be processed and dealt with. Just remember, trying to forget is not realistic. What you should be aiming for is to try to leave the affair behind you. Using my own words, in other words, you have to make a choice to end it in your own mind. Here is point number two, psychologist Andrew G. Marshall makes. Treat the affair as a learning experience. It is not about placing blame on a single party. Learning from the affair is an enormous part of learning to get over what happened. Affairs usually have complex underlying reasons, elements in the dynamics in the relationship that can often be changed to make sure an affair does not happen. Okay, and that's key. You may say, my wife cheated on me. It's her fault. End of quote. While this may help you want or vent your anger, getting an affair is an opportunity to examine the habits and dynamics of your relationship that led to infidelity in the first place. Focus on what you have been doing that may have contributed to the affair, and examine the choices you have to change your habits and behaviors in a positive way. This is often more about finding out whether your needs are not being met and making your partner aware of that. Point number three, live in the present. Expecting to forget an affair immediately is unrealistic. You will need a lot of time and space to recover from the grief and anger associated with infidelity. However, it is best to focus on your present feelings rather than on your expectations of the future or on what happened in the past. By focusing on your emotions, you will have less of a problem living in the present, an essential part of moving forward and putting the affair behind you. Here are a few more tips and points for the innocent party that I'll present to you. Listen. Keep your dignity. What did I say? Keep your dignity. Avoid allowing the situation to be about you or to stuck yourself into self-pity and depression. Note that not all affairs are due to poor marital relationships. Some are just about living out fantasies, not being aware of one's vulnerability, or just plain stupid. It is not necessarily about you that your partner had an affair. Here's another point. Don't snoop again. No matter how you feel, avoid going back and checking the phone or the emails again. Why? Because you will find what you're looking for and it would not be true. You can have, for a short time, an agreement between you both that you will randomly check the phone or the emails from the perspective of accountability. But that is for a short time and must not continue indefinitely. Snooping is going to make it worse. Stop snooping. Here is another point. It is possible that your partner is glad that he or she got caught. In some cases, individuals become entrapped into an extramarital affair. At first, it felt good but soon it becomes confusing and difficult, and they cannot get out. Yes, I know that. Maybe the person is blackmailing them. One of my clients told me that he had his best sleep in years the night his wife found out about the affair. He was trapped and could not get out. It was like his wife released the trap. Here's another point. The guilty partner could be mourning just like the innocent one is mourning. The guilty partner is regretting what he or she did, even if it was a choice at first. They are sad that they have caused as much pain, regret, depression, confusion, despair, and even disgust with himself or herself could be natural at this time. Another point, avoid repeating questions. Asking questions every day. Why did you do this? Remember, many times the guilty partner really may not even know why he or she had an affair. Avoid constant dripping of questions like, what color were the panties? What hotel room did you take her to? Was the lights on? Etc. Believe it or not, the guilty partner may not even know the answer to all of these questions because they were not the focus. There are many partners who cannot even give a clear answer to, why did you do this? What is more important is that your partner acknowledges that he or she was wrong and is willing to change. Here's another point. Establish clear boundaries and guidelines. If you are both thinking about staying together or have already decided to remain as a couple, it is imperative to establish simple, clear boundaries. This may include, but not limited to, the use of the phone and emails, sharing passwords or not having them at all. You know, times of coming home at nights, sharing about information, and also about association with friends. And last point, keep in mind that you must decide to stop playing the movie in your head. You might feel justified reliving the pain of the affair, but it is not healthy for you nor the relationship. As stated earlier, it will only keep you stuck in your pain. Okay, so dear listener, it is not fair to leave your spouse who is unfaithful without honestly seeking to heal and looking deep within your own heart. In many affairs, the faithful partner is not really innocent. And that's important to think. It is also true that for some individuals, marital unhappiness was not the reason they had their affair. Your partner having an affair is not always a sign of a weak or failing marriage. It could be because one was not aware of his own vulnerabilities or a cherished childhood teenage fantasy, social pressure, history of sexual philanderers in the home or the family, or not having clear boundaries. So before you rush out of the house and leave your spouse, you have to humble yourself, suck in your pride, and take a good look at yourself. You might need your partner to help you go through this. You could also do your best to think about reloving your partner in a different way. Remember, you can also go to the Lord in prayer to help you to go through this time. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.